don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, there's laws. There is codified Michigan compiled laws passed in the House, the Senate, signed by a governor. Then you have bureaucratic agencies within the executive branch that are responsible for carrying out the job of a particular department or agency. Bureau of Elections falls under the Secretary of State's jurisdiction, currently Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor. Well, part of the process of running for governor, you have to turn in up to 30,000 signatures, of which at least a minimum of 15,000 need to be valid. What is a valid signature on a nominating petition? At the top, there's a county. You have to make sure that you sign a county's petition sheet for a candidate that is the county that you live in. Number one. Number two, you need to be an actual registered voter in that county. You're only allowed to sign one candidate's nominating petition sheets. If you sign for John James or Perry Johnson or Mike Cox or Eric Nesbitt, you can't sign for any more than one of them. Well, a fifth candidate, gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant, submitted 18,214 petition signatures, believing well over 15,000 would be found to be valid. Well, Jonathan Brader, elections director for the Bureau of Elections under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, are being sued because they did basically a review of a random selection sample of 750 signatures rather than canvassing all 18,214 submitted signatures. Gubernatorial candidate Ralph Rebant is asking the Michigan Court of Appeals to allow him to appear on the August 4th Republican primary ballot. In a complaint filed on Monday, Rebant's attorney argued that the State Board of Canvassers acted unlawfully by by only reviewing a random 750 signature sampling rather than canvassing all 14 submitted petition signatures. The relief the plaintiff is seeking does not depend on how thoroughly the Bureau facially examined the signatures for completeness. The duty was simply to do a count. An account was, in fact, produced, said Rebrandt's attorney, Daniel Hartman, who wrote it in the lawsuit. The complaint comes before the Michigan Court of Appeals, suing Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her election director, Jonathan Brader, as the defendants. We'll get into the rest of this story on the other side. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. This story is very interesting because if you look at the calendar, today is June 3rd. the absentee early 45-day voting ballots need to be processed by June 20th, and they need to go out in the mail by Tuesday, June 23rd. I spoke with my wife, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. She said they've already received the proofs from Election Source. Ralph Reban's name is on the ballot for the August 4th primary for Republican for governor. Well, it's kind of interesting because the board of canvassers, two Republicans, two Democrats, determine that the Southwest Michigan pastor, Ralph Reband, failed to get the necessary 15,000 valid signatures to qualify to be on the ballot. Well, the two Democrats refused to put him on the ballot, although they allowed Harry Johnson, John James, Eric Nesbitt, and Mike Cox to be on the ballot. They said no to Reband, based on a sampling of only 750 signatures. Now, let me ask you guys a question. Do you feel that it's right that they say over 3,214 signatures are not valid based on them sampling 750 random samples? Allegedly, they felt 216 of the 750 did not meet the requirements, and therefore, if you extrapolate out that percentage, he falls 85 signatures short. This is insanity. Well, the state, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her election director, Jonathan Brader, had until 9 a.m. this morning to file a response. Reband had asked the court for a ruling before this Friday, which is when the Secretary of State certifies the candidates to appear on the August 4th primary ballot. Again, of the 750 samples, 534 were deemed valid, 216 were not. The attorney, Daniel Hartman, argued that nothing beyond the 216 signatures the board chose to discount may be removed from the total completed count. If you remove those, Reband actually has 17,999 signatures, well exceeding the required 15,000 signature threshold. The threshold required minimum of 15,000. Right now, the election cycle has five Republican candidates. However, Reband is the only one who failed to qualify for the ballot and now is fighting it in court. Well, Reband also ran for governor back in 2022, but he lost the primary to Tudor Dixon. That election cycle had five Republican candidates failed to qualify for the ballot due to a signature fraud scandal that led to criminal convictions. The attorney, Daniel Hartman, said this is not a signature fraud case. And the 2022 Republican gubernatorial cases have very little procedural value in this case, except that they confirm jurisdiction and venue is proper in the Court of Appeals. By the way, none of Reband's 2022 petition circulators were accused of fraud. The board also rejected former federal auditor Kim Thomas signatures. She was trying to get on the ballot for Democrat for governor as well. The board of canvassers, in the end, kept John James and businessman Perry Johnson on the primary ballot, along with Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt. So their answers were required to be filed with the court, Michigan Court of Appeals, by 9 o'clock this morning. We'll continue to follow this story and see whether or not the Michigan Court of Appeals will allow a full verification of all the signatures. Daniel Hartman makes an absolute valid argument. Only 216 signatures were chosen to be removed from the total count. Therefore, Reban has turned in 17,998 valid signatures. Just a hair under 18,000. So we'll see where this goes. The next voter story coming out of Lansing. Should we count absentee voter ballots without its stub being attached? The Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, urged the Michigan Court of Appeals yesterday to overturn a court of claims ruling that restricted how absentee voter ballots with missing stubs or mismatched stubs numbers may be counted. The Republican National Committee attorneys defended the lower court's permanent injunction, arguing that it protects election integrity and ensures election officials follow state laws. At issue is whether absentee ballots can be fed into a tabulator when the serial number of the ballot stub is missing or does not match election records. Republican Chesterfield Township Clerk Cindy Berry sued the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and the state's election director Jonathan Brader. Here is little Jonathan again, back in September 2024, challenging guidance instructing local election officials on how to handle these particular ballots. Republican clerk asked the court to toss absentee ballots without stubs attached. That was September 12th of 2024. Well, in December, Court of Claims Judge Brock Schwartzel ruled that the election inspectors lack statutory authority to count absentee ballots with missing or mismatched stub numbers, and ordered a new process for handling them. This is very interesting, because the judge said mismatched absentee ballots cannot be counted. That ruling came on December 4th of 2025. Well, the process was appealed. Assistant Attorney General Eric Grill argued that the statute governing absentee ballots processing, MCL 168.768, does not prohibit tabulating ballots with missing or mismatched stubs. He said that Schwartzel, the judge, imposed an unnecessary remedy and adopted an interpretation that conflicts with the Michigan Constitution. Really? Show it to me, Eric. Show it to me in the Michigan Constitution. I have taught a class on the Michigan Constitution. where exactly does it conflict with the Michigan Constitution? Has nothing to do with the Michigan Constitution. It's not even in there. Elections, ballots are all done through the executive branch known as the Michigan Department of State, along with the election laws that are currently on the books from the legislators passed in the House, the Senate, and signed into statute by a governor. It's not even in the Michigan Constitution. You see how these people, they just make stuff up. This Eric Grill, Assistant Attorney General under Dana Nessel, said, quote, "The big issue is that missing or mismatched stubs do not really address the validity of the vote." Are you kidding me? Folks, I got a very simple question. When you go to vote in person, which is what absentee voting guidelines operate under, when you show, first, let's back up. You walk into the polling place. You make an application for a ballot. You know that little tiny piece of paper that you fill out with a pencil? You put your name, your address, where you live, and you sign it, and you take it with your driver's license to the person who has the poll book. They compare your signature on your license to the signature on the piece of paper, application for a ballot, and they look at it and compare it to your signature when you registered to vote. There's three signature checks to be able to hand you a ballot. When you're handed a ballot, does it have a stub on the top? Of course it does. It is the number of the ballot that you're given, and they put it into the poll book. Randy Bishop was given this voter ballot number such and such. They tell you to go into the little polling area, mark your ballot, put it into the privacy envelope, and leave the stub exposed while it's still attached to your ballot. You go over to the tabulating person, not looking at your ballot to see how you voted, but they bend the stub back and forth and tear it off and put it in a stack. They keep the stub because they know they gave you the ballot and there's the stub. Now, without the stub, feed your ballot, without us seeing it, into the tabulator. If you look down quickly, you can see the number of people who have fed ballots into that machine for that election day. This is supposed to happen on absentee ballots. Well, the Democrats say, well, if it doesn't have a stub attached to it, or the stub doesn't match the ballot that you were mailed, it's okay. You can still count it. No, you can't. No stub, no tabulator. You printed up this ballot on your own and you're voting fraudulently absentee? This is insanity. But this is what Attorney General Dana Nessel's office, as well as Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her election director, little Jonathan Brader, want the Democrats to be allowed to do this election year. Unbelievable. And the Attorney General's office is appealing with the Michigan Court of Appeals over Judge Brock Swartzel's decision.
This